Okay, we're on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Kosher Nima B'Mikdash. This is talking about, literally it means you're allowed to tie a string in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on here is, if the Levium, if the harp, the musical instruments, one of the strings rips, you're allowed to tie it back for them. Why? Because it ripped on Shabbos, and we're talking about, and Rashi explains, there's a big machlokes, whether or not you're allowed to do preparatory things that have to be done for Shabbos. Can you even do the preparatory acts? And there's a machlokes about that, so we're holding here you can. And since it's also, Rashi says that the need for the instrument is important, because it's not actually being makav the karbanos, but it accompanies the karbanos, and that was a very big need in itself, that was a very big tzorach in itself, and therefore you're allowed to retie the string, even though tying's a malacha, but it's for the karbanos, it's not a problem at all. Avalov Medina, but you can't tie strings in anywhere else, because you're tying a knot. Tomorrow we're going to discuss the whole issue of music on Shabbos and instruments and all those durabanos. But v'im b'tchila, but if you initially wanted to insert the string on the harp on Shabbos, then kan v'kan usher. That's going to be usher both places. That's even usher in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because you just as easily could have done it before Shabbos. And the fact that you didn't, if it broke on Shabbos, you don't have a choice. But the fact that it didn't, it's too bad on you, and in no place can you fix the string that didn't break. Just like you have one string left, I'll do it tomorrow morning before I come to the Beis HaMikdash. That you can't do. So there's a machlokes in Masechtas Eirachin. Why exactly is it true? Why is it? There's a machlokes in Masechtas Eirachin. What was the Iker Shira of the Levium? Was it bepeh or with shir or with instrument? So it's very obvious from here that Rashi holds it was with instruments, because he says if the instrument broke, it's vital to the karbanos and it's okay. The problem is that the Rambam contradicts himself, because the Rambam says in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, he says that in Gimel, he says the ain omrim shira el bepeh. You only say shira bepeh. Below kli, without a kli. Why? Sha'ikar hashira she'avodasam bepeh. The ikar shira is bepeh, which is a machlokas in Erechin. It's bepeh or bekli. So Rashi says it's bekli. The Rambam clearly says in black and white it's bepeh. Yet the Rambam holds in Masechta Shabbos in Hilchas Shabbos that he holds in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Yud Helachavav. Mutter likshur kesher she'enel kalkamul dvar mitzvah. Kigon, for example, she'ikshur limdod shir b'shur et Torah. Fine. Nimas kina shenifzika. If the string of the keli ripped, kosher nosa b'mikdash. You're allowed to retire in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo b'medina, but you can't do that anywhere else. Right? V'lo yikshur nima l'chakhila afil b'mikdash. But to do it initially, that you can't even do it in the Beis HaMikdash. So wait a minute. If he holds that the ikar shir is b'peh, why does he allow you to tie the knot for the instrument? It's not vital. So Tosos Yontif is right. Even though it's not vital, it's still an accompaniment. But according to him, it should be don't do it, because the ikar is bepeh. So the voices are always there. So Tosos Yontif answers because he's medayik in the first line of the Rambam where it says it's eino shel kayama, and it's for a dvar mitzvah. So you put the fact that it's still a dvar mitzvah, like you said, even though it's not the primary mitzvah, it certainly still helps the mitzvah. So even you put the fact that it's Eino Shel Kayama and it's for a mitzvah, then you put those two together and the Rambam would agree that you could tie the knot. The problem with that is, the Ar Simeach says, then what do you have to come onto the Beis HaMikdash for? It seems that this whole kula is because in the Beis HaMikdash we're more makel. So then if you're coming onto all these kula, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. Because he has a tzarchiyan on that shot. So we're still stuck. We don't have an answer to explain the Rambam. Tosafot Yontif says it's not a problem because
it's. What other examples would you have when you use instruments on Shabbos?
Is it for tying? No, but he says you're tying it. It's not a permanent knot because after Shabbos you can untie it.
Right.
It's not a permanent knot, and it's for a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Accompaniment of the karbanos. But But the whole Mishnah is assuming that the whole reason why it's mutter is because in the Beis Hamikdash we were makel. So we're not being makel. We're using standard Hilcha Shabbos kulas. Eino shel kayama for a dvar mitzvah.
I mean, they won't let Ram only do a doraisa.
What?
Because
but then you don't need the Beis Hamikdash for that. What do you mean? So if you have to have a mitzvah, if you have a, for, what do you mean? Shavuos for a dvar mitzvah, maybe we'll allow it.
Right,
so then the fact that it's in the Mikdash is superfluous. So that's what the Ar Sameach says. He leaves the Pitzarachi, and we have to. He has a whole very long. I don't have an Ar Sameach, and I saw in another sefer that he might have an answer, but I didn't have a chance to look it up. But okay, we'll go on. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, "V'raminu." I have a question on that. Why? Because you have another brisa that says, "Nimas kina shenifzika." If the string of the harp broke, lo haya koshra, they would not tie it. Ella onva, they would make a bow, which is a much lesser Hilcha Shabbos problem. But our Mishnah seems to allow even a strong, sturdy knot. And now another brisa seems to say, no, you can only make a bow. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha Rabbanan v'ha Rabbi Eliezer. One is the opinion of the Rabbanan, and one is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Le Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who says, Machshire mitzvah dochen es haShabbos. Even the machshire mitzvah docha Shabbos, as Rashi points out, you can even go down to if there's a brit that has to be performed on Shabbos, and you don't have a knife, you could fashion a knife on Shabbos, right? Even if you could have done it before Shabbos, right? You could do it on Shabbos. It's all off the table. There's no Shabbos when it comes to mitzvot. So therefore, according to him, kosher, go right ahead and tie the knot. But the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, the army who say ain't dochin. No, we don't. Fine, if you have to do a mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah. But we don't say that all the preparatory is also mutter. Therefore, onva. Therefore, make a bow. Because a bow is not necessarily a permanent knot. We had already the whole discussion of bows. Bows already makes it into a durabanan. And because of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll permit it. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute. E Rabbi Eliezer, if the opinion of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, so I feel like a chilanami. So then why can't he finish off the string? Why can't he finish off the harp too? We said in the Mishnah that if you have a string left, you didn't have time on Friday, you'll do it Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, why can't you do it on Shabbos? He holds all machshir mitzvahs docha Shabbos. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Eliezer. It can't. Ella lo kasha. So we have a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding a bow and a knot. So the Gemara says, not a problem. Ha Rabbi Yehuda v'ha Rabbanan. One is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and one is the opinion of the Rabbanan. What is that? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow is just as usher as a knot. It's just as usher. So there's no difference between a bow and a knot. It's our mission that says a knot, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan do make a distinction. They say a bow is different than a knot. A bow is much more makel, because it's not as permanent, it's not as strong. Therefore, the braisa that said you have to make it with a bow, that's the Rabbanan. So again, the Gemara says, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda, alibad daman. So who's Rabbi Yehuda go like? How is he allowing you to tie this strong knot on Shabbos? The only way that he's allowing it is because he holds a Rabbi Eliezer that says, machshir mitzvah you can do on Shabbos. So alibad Rabbi Eliezer ka'amar, and if he's holding like Rabbi Eliezer, then the same question comes back. Afil l'chachil anami. Why can't you do it on Shabbos? So that can't be the machlokas, because then you could do it on Shabbos l'chachil. You could fit it. Even if it didn't rip, if one string left, do it on Shabbos. That can't be. Elo lo kasha. It's still not a problem. Why? Because harab Shimon harabanan. It's a machlokas of Shimon and Rabbanan, as we'll see right now. The Tanya, we have another bright that says as follows. Ben Levi, if you have a Levi, shenifzika lo nima bekinar. If the harp string ripped, kosher, no problem, go tie it. That is our Mishnah, that's the Rabbanan. Rab Shimon Omer, Rab Shimon says, no onva, you have to make a bow. Why? Because he's not, as Rashi says, he splits what he holds regarding Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that you could do machshirin, but he holds that if you could do it in a better way, it's better to do it in a better way. Since a bow is better than a knot, it's better to do it in a bow. And that answers the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Basically, it's two different people, two different opinions. Now, there's a third Shita, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he's going to hold that you can do whatever, you can do any machshir that you want, but he's going to have a slight unrelated reason why he's going to hold what he holds. Af hi eino mishmat hezakol. He says, no, if you tie a knot, then that string is not going to produce a nice sound, right? You don't have to be a musician to know that. That's true. If you make a tie, if you make a knot or a bow in the middle of a string and a harp, it's not going to sound nice. Therefore, ella mishashel mamata v'korech mamala, either draw string, or Rashi explains it, they would always have extra string wound on the bottom and the top of the harp, like those pegs that stick out where the strings are tied. They would always have extra string. So you have extra string. So forget the whole issue of tying. Remove that whole string. Unwind either from the top to the bottom, or mishasho mal of a karach lamata, or from either from the bottom to the top, or from the top to the bottom, and then you'll have a beautiful sound that way. And Rashi points out that the Rabbanan didn't want to allow that because if they were afraid that if they would allow that, then people would think that you could do that lechatchila also, and you can only do that because it ripped. So he says even though the knot won't produce as good a sound, that's better than having people falling into the suspicion that you could do this lechatchila on Shabbos. So that's that. V'ibayis ema, another answer. Ha v'ha rabbanon, they're both the opinion of both the Braitha and the Mishnah are the opinions of the Rabbanon, who say that machshivin are allowed, but v'lo kash, it's not a problem. Kan be'emtza, kan min hatzad. It depends where the rip took place. If it took place be'emtza, then you have to make a very strong knot. Otherwise, the instrument won't last. The string won't last. Then you can make a strong knot. But if it happened near the top of the harp, near the top, then you could probably get away with just making a bow. That's better than making a knot. And since it's better than making a knot, you have to make a bow. That's how he answers the stira. V'ibay seima, the last distinction, hava haba emsa, they're both talking about a case of where it happened, the rip happened in the middle, and now we're back to that one is the opinion of Reb Shimon, and one is the opinion of Rebbe, of the Rabbanon. Mar savar gazrinon, umar savar lo gazrinon. However, Rebbe Shimon never allows you to make a knot, because we're scared that you'll even make a knot in the top or the bottoms, where you don't have to make a knot. So he's gozer, never make a knot, because in the top, you don't have to make a knot, because just as easily make a bow. Since people won't realize that, he goes there. Therefore, when our Mishnah says you can make a knot, that's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon says you can make a knot, doesn't make a difference. When that goes there, that people are going to think that if it's on the top, you have to make a bow. But the Shimon is goes there, and that's the Braisa that says that if it's a bow, that's going like his Shita. He says always make a bow, because you won't run into problems when you don't have to make a knot. Fine. People go over that. It's not so difficult. It sounds very difficult when you say it over. If you go over, it's not that difficult. It just sounds difficult. Okay, next Mishnah. Cholchin yabeles b'mikdash. If you have an animal, and the animal has a wart, you're allowed to remove that in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because you're getting the carbon ready. It's considered, Rashi explains, it's considered a mum. You're getting it ready. It's a carbon, Rashi says it's a carbon tamid, which you need to slaughter and to be makriv on Shabbos. So just remove the wart, not a problem. Ava loba medina, but you can't do that anywhere else. Why can't you do that anywhere else? Because it's a malacha. So it's preparation. It's a problem of Rashi says it's a problem of gozes. We had this whole discussion already. How can it be gozes? It's a malacha she ain't tzricha lagufa.
Or so that doesn't
grow back. Right. So it doesn't grow back like a mila. Some say that's gozes, but that doesn't grow back. But we had that whole discussion that malacha that gozes since you look better than it is a tzorech. Yeah, true. You don't need the fingernails that you cut off or the hair that you cut off. You don't need that. That's certainly true. However, since you look better, the animal is better now. That's considered a more of a global tzricha leguf, and therefore you would be chayev doraisa even if you don't need the stuff. You don't need this wart that you're going to remove. Yeah, we don't want to say that if we don't have to. I have a lob in Medina, but you can't do this in the Medina. You can't do this anywhere else because it's a malacha. But in the kli, but if you're using a kli to cut off the wart, then kan v'kan usher. That's going to be usher even in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because if you use a kli, that's the real way of doing gozes. That's real. That's like gozes in the top form. So far we weren't makel. So that to do that much we didn't allow with your hands, or we're going to see on a base with your teeth. That's okay. But to use a kli, that you can't do. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We just said in this Mishnah that you're allowed to remove a wart. Right? It's not a problem on Shabbos because you're doing it for the Karbanos. It's for the base of Mikdash, ain't Shavuos b'Mikdash. V'rominhu, but we have a Mishnah in Psachim, which seems to say the opposite. Because it says, Herkivo, if you're carrying it on your shoulders, v'heva also michutz l'tchum, or you brought the animal from outside the tchum, it's alive. And you're bringing it to the base of Mikdash, or v'chatichas yibalaso, or the removal of any warts, ain't dochen. That's not dochen Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But Rabbi Elazar Omer dochen. Rabbi Elazar says you are allowed to. So Rashi says, the kasha is that our mission is stam, and this statement is stam. It's unattributed. They're both unattributed. So that's a contradiction. Our Mishnah says you can do it, and the Mishnah of Tzachim says you can't do it. We're going to have at least four answers to answer this theory between Tzachim and Erevin. Erevin here, and Tzachim over there. The first two are as follows. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. They're going to have two opinions. Chad Omar, one says, Hav HaBalacha. In both cases, here in Erevin and there in Tzachim, we're talking about a moist wart. A live, fresh wart. And we're going to get to, in a minute, why he had to say specifically this. V'lo kasha. It's not a contradiction between here and there. Why? Kan biyad, v'kan b'kli. Here in Erevin, we're talking about with your hands. That's a shinui. That's derabanan. And over there in Tzachim, we're talking about a kli. So a kli, you can't use a kli. Right? That's the Bedi Adoraisa. That far, they weren't makel in the base of Mikdash. That answers this theory. Here we're talking about your hands. That's a derabanan. That's a shinui. And over there in Erevin, we're talking about a kli. V'chad Amar and the other man to Amar said, no. Havaha biyad. In both cases, we're talking about your hands. But v'lo kasha, it's still not a problem. Ha balacha, ha biyavesha. Here in Erevin, we're talking about it's a dead wart. So as we're going to see in a minute, you're not really removing anything. It's already dead. But over there in Erevin, we're talking about a live wart. And that much, and even with your hands, they didn't allow you to remove it. That answers the stira. Now the Gemara is going to answer, why didn't each one hold like the other? So the Gemara says, Ulamanda Amar ha biyad ha bekli. According to the one who said, the distinction is whether you're using your hands or a kli. Right? Here we're using your hands, so that's a derabanan. In Psachim, you're using a kli, that's a doraisa. So my time, why didn't he say, my time alo Amar ha balacha ha biyavesha? Why didn't he give that answer? That here we're talking about dead wart, and over there in Psachim we're talking about a live wart. Why didn't you give that? What's wrong with that answer? Since Amalach, he would say, Yavesha, if it's dead, then I feel a kli nami shari. You can even use a kli. Nothing. You're not doing gozes, you're not any malacha that you could think of. You're not doing anything. Some say that it's not gozes, it's chovel, you're causing a wound. You're not even causing a wound, it's nothing. Why, my time of why? Ifrucha, the whole thing is disintegrated. Or it's viewed as disintegrated. It's nothing there. It's even a kli you could do that. That's why I didn't want to say that answer. That's not a distinction. And ulamanda amar ha balacha ha biyavesha. But the one who held that, right? He held that. Here we're talking about dry, and there it's moist. My time alo amar ha biyad ha b'kli. Why didn't he want to make the distinction between here we're talking about with your hands, and over there you're talking about with a kli? So amalach, because he would say b'kli. You're talking about that the Mishnah in Erevin is talking about using a kli? The Mishnah in Tzachim is talking about using a kli, therefore you can't do it? Hatanan, but our Mishnah already says, imbikli, if you're using a kli, kan v'kan aser. It's aser here, it's aser in the base of Mikdash, it's aser everywhere. Sorry, the Mishnah of Tzachim has to repeat that din. We looked at it right here in Erevin. That's repetitive. So the Gemara feels that's a very strong question. So the Idach, what's he going to answer back to that question? Why does the Mishnah repeat it in Erevin, in Tzachim? We have it right here. You can't use a kli. So the Gemara, he says, no, hadik tani hasam. You know why he says it again over there in Tzachim? Mishom dekaboy eflugi Rabbi Eliezer v'rabbanon. Because the Mishnah wanted to clue us in over there in Tzachim, but that's a machlokas. That Rabbi Eliezer argues on that. He argues on that. He says, oh, even with a kli you can do it. Why? He's consistent with his shita. Even machshirin, even if they're midoraisas, he's so makel. So he's consistent. We wanted to add that point. That's why it's repeated over there in Tzachim. So for idach, And so then, wait a minute. So now the one who didn't hold that, so isn't that a good reason? Isn't that a good answer? Want to include the machlokas about Rabbi Eliezer. So he says no. He says that if you look at that mission there, Msachim, Dumya, Der Kivu, Vaviaso, Michutz, Litrum, Ktani, that the issue of cutting off a wart is compared to the other two cases over there in that Mishnah. One, of carrying it on your shoulder, and two, bringing it from outside the Trum, which is what? Which is Derabanan. Those are all Derabanans. Why? Carrying it on your shoulder is Derabanan. Why? Because you have the principle of Chai Noses Atzma, Rashi explains. Well, Gemara is going to say in a minute. That a live being, however this works, we did it in Shabbos, somehow it carries itself. Therefore, when you carry it, you're only over Derabanan. Trum, Derabanan. We just spent 50 blan on that. Trum's Derabanan. So to here, cutting off the wart, Derabanan, all three Derabanans. So don't tell me that the whole reason why it's mentioned repeated in there is to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer is makel by Doraisas. It's not even a Doraisa. The whole thing's Derabanan. All three of the cases are Derabanans. So V'idach, and what is the other one going to hold? How's he going to get out of that? He's going to say no. Herkivo, you know why carrying is not a Derabanan? Deloki Rabbi Nasan. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Nasan. The Amma who says, Hachayno says Atzmo. That a live animal, he doesn't hold from that principle of live animals carrying themselves. You carry an animal, it's no different than carrying anything else. No different than carrying a piano. No different. You're going to be chayev. And have also michutz l'tchum. What about carrying outside the tchum? Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, tchum and doraisa. Tchum and arasa and doraisa. So too, the cutting off the war is also doraisa. Now, Masav Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is going to ask the following question, which is going to reject one opinion, one of these explanations, and Rashi explains he's rejecting both. What's the question? Masav Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said the following Kal v'chomer. Umash chita, shechting an animal, slaughtering an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, shehi mishum, malacha. That's certainly a malacha. One of the 39 malachas is Natilas Neshama. So if you slaughter a carbon tumid on Shabbos, you're certainly violating that. Nevertheless, doches haShabbos, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, certainly allowed to, right? The Beis HaMikdash Rashi said yesterday, the day before, that even all the doraisas having to do with karbanos were all waived in the Beis HaMikdash. It's certainly true. So if a malacha like shechita is doches Shabbos, so elu, these, shemishum shavus, that are all derabanans, eno din, sheyidchu es haShabbos, won't these also be Docha Shabbos? So Rashi explains that so what do you see from here? That even Rashi explains, it's in the Rashi of Elu Mishum Shavuos, Alma Tanakama Mishum Shavuos Ka'asar Lahu, that the Tanakama's, one second, right. So since Rabbi Eliezer said that all these are derabanans, right? So then there's no more distinction between dry, wet, kli, not kli. It's all derabanan. So none of those answers satisfy. None of those answers explain the distinction. So that's why Rabbi Yosef rejects all the answers that we said previously. So then what is? How do you explain the contradiction between the Mishnah here in Erevin and the one there in Tzachim? So the Gemara says, El Amar Yosef, Hava Ha Biyad. We're both cases, forget Kayla now, we're both talking about Biyad. V'shvus Mikdash, B'mikdash Hitiru. This is his distinction. A shvus that has to do with the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were matir. That's when we say, Ain Shvus B'mikdash. But, shvus the Mikdash, a derabana that's connected to the Beis HaMikdash, Bimedina, but the action takes place outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lohi Tiru, they weren't matter. What does that mean? The what it means is as follows. The checking the warts of the Tamid was done on the Beis HaMikdash grounds. On the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking about Biyad, we're talking about your hands. Since it's on the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Shvus BaMikdash, BaMikdash. It's on the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Therefore, the principle applies, you can get rid of the wart. But the carbon Pesach, Rashi explains, was checked in your backyard. And then it was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a Shavuos BaMikdash. It has to do with kosher things. It's going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, but it takes place by Medina. It takes place, the actual act, that we want to be matir takes place somewhere else. That did not matter. That we don't say the rule of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. That's the Mishnah Pesachim. That's why in Pesachim you can't remove the wart. And that's why here you can. So far, so good. So wait a minute. So Yosef Abayas, says that's what you're saying? He has a question. For Kamri says, L'hashmaitza, Eisvei Rav Papa L'Abaya. They repeated that whole discussion, and now Rav Papa asked Abaya. I'm sorry, Rav Safra asked Abaya. We had this last week. Hayakor B'Sefer. If somebody's reading a scroll, he's reading a sefer. Al ha'skupa, he's sitting on an skupa. He's sitting on a stoop. V'niz galgil ha'sefer miyado, and the sefer rolls out of his hands. Golo etzlo, he's allowed to draw it back to himself. He's allowed to roll it back. Rashi explains that we're comparing now the sefer to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, what you're saying is as follows: when you're talking about things that are kodesh in the makom kodesh. Ain't Shavuos, no Darabanans. But if we're talking about Kodesh somewhere else, then we do say, we are Gozer. Right? So over here, we're talking about Kodesh, we're talking about a Sefer, could be a Sefer Torah, could be a Chumash. And where are you? Not in the Beis HaMikdash, you're on your stoop. Right? So we're talking about things that are Kodesh. Rashi says we're comparing our Beis HaMikdash to Sfarim. Things that are Kodesh taking place in the Medina, taking place in your backyard, in your front yard, really, your front yard, taking place in your front yard. And v'hahacha over there, the Shavuos b'Mikdash, it's a Shavuos that has to do with holiness, right? It's a Darabanan of holiness and the Medina, but it's taking place in your property. It's not in the base space, it's in the Medina. The low goes reading, and we didn't make a gzera over there. Dilma nafil, maybe it'll fall. V'asi v'lasuye, and he'll come to carry it. So what do you see? That even in a case where it's shavuos b'mikdash b'medina, you not gozer. We allow you to do the act. So too, if you have a case of carbon pesach, and it's ein shavuos, it's shavuos b'mikdash b'medina. Why can't you do it? That's the question.
Why is it Shavuos b'Mikdash?
Because Rashi says that we're comparing, it's an issue of holiness. When it comes to holiness, we're much more, the whole reason that you're allowed to roll it back is because it's going to be a bezayon for the Sefer Torah. You're going to lay there on the, roll down the whole Shabbos. That's a bezayon. So we allowed you to retrieve it. I have this gzeira, maybe you'll come carry it now, if we allow you to retrieve it. We don't make that gzeira. So why don't we let you? It's a shavuos of holiness in the Medina. So why don't we do the? Why don't we say the same thing about carbon pesach? It's a shavuos of holiness in the Medina. Why do we stop you from doing the act? Here we don't stop you.
And what is the shavuos of mikdash works on the principle of kohanim's reasoning?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a minute. So the Gemara has a better answer. The Gemara is going to come to that answer in a minute. But the Gemara doesn't have to come onto that answer for this problem. The Gemara says, no, v'lo kimna. But didn't we say over there last week, be scoop a carmelis? This scoop is only a carmelis. V'rishut harabma v'arzla for now. And the public street, you know, passes by. The kivan de igado biyado, since you're still holding on to it, still holding on to that, one end of the Torah you're holding on to. Afilu shivus namileka. There wouldn't even be a derabana. Right? Because why? You're going from a carmelis to a street. That's not Aser, Midaraisa. So the whole thing was a Durabanan. So to make another Gzeira to safeguard a Durabanan that they didn't want to do. So that case doesn't, not a problem to us. Right? Shavuos Namileka. That they didn't want to make a Durabanan, to safeguard Durabanans, right? We don't make Gzeira. That's why that case is not a problem. The next case the Gemara is going to ask is going to be a question, and then the Gemara is going to give Seth the answer. Asa, another question. Now, this is exactly Shabbos. The Gemara was talking about a case when Friday is Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbos is also Erev Pesach. So we know that you're not allowed to put uncooked food into an oven and let it cook into Shabbos because you're scared you're gonna stoke the coals because you're very interested in how the food's going to come out. However, the Mishnah there says in Shabbos, Mishal Shulun Es HaPesach Latanor. You're allowed to lower a carbon Pesach into the fire. Im Cheshecha, on Friday afternoon, it's Erev Shabbos, You have to eat basar tzli that night. So we allow you to do it on Friday. V'ha'acha, but over here, the shvus ba'mikdash, right? And what's the thing? We're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. Normally we are worried. We don't let you do it. But here we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. So what do you have over here? That's only the Rabbanon, stoking the coals. We're assuming it's the Rabbanon. V'ha'acha over here, shvus ba'mikdash, it's a safeguard. It's a derabanan that has to do with Kodesh, has to do with Karban Pesach, but b'medina, where does that take place? That takes place in your house. They didn't cook the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. They just slaughtered it there. Then you took it home and you roasted it in your house. So it's talking about a shavuot b'mikdash. It's a holiness issue, bought by medina. It's taking place in the medina. V'lo gazrina, and we didn't make a gzera. Shem yichat the b'gachalim. Maybe you're going to stoke the coals. So just like we didn't make a gzera, maybe you're going to stoke the coals. So too, why are we making a gzera? You can't cut off the wart. Why are we making that gzera? Right? That's the Gemara's question. So Ishtik, he didn't have an answer for that.
But this is shehiya over 5.
I'm not sure. It's not sure shehiya because it's a tanner. It's an oven. It's only by kira. But this, it's very similar issues about stoking the coals. We said because when it comes to food, everybody's very interested, right? How's the cooking? Oh, it needs a little more, it needs a little less. So much more concerned when it comes to food. So here it's a tanur. So it's slightly different than all the shehiya. It's similar ideas. Rashi says that it was specifically by roasting and by onions, things that roasted, that they were much more, so it's similar ideas, but not exactly.
So we could say, like, even chananya.
Right. We're not even going down all that whole chananya. Right. So an oven. It's an oven. Because it has to be roasted, so it has to touch the fire. So Ishtik, Abai didn't have an answer for that. It's a very good question. How can we allow the guy to roast his carbon Pesach on Shabbos, and we're not scared he's going to stoke, but we don't let him cut off the wart? Both cases, holiness taking place outside the basement, there's grounds. So ki asal kamei de Rav Yosef, when they came to Rav Yosef, amalei hachi amarli Rav Safra, this is what Rav Safra told me. Amalei, my time alone to Shani Le. Why didn't you answer? B'nei Chabur is reasoning. The B'nei Chabur are Zaris. They're very, very makbid. The Rishtash says, you have a group of people that join in together in the Karban Pesach, that all going to be Amaratzim. Every one of them. You're going to have Mestami, you're going to have one guy who knows something. One guy who's a Zaris. Right? So that's why it's not a problem. By the Karban Pesach with a wart. So we don't allow shvusin outside the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Why do we allow it by the Karban Pesach? Because there's a reason. They're very particular. They're very, very careful. That's why we allow it. V'abaya, so why didn't Abaya answer that? Because Abaya answered, Kahanim's reason heim amrinan. So we'll say that for Kahanim. But B'nei Chabur's reason heim lomrin. We're not going to say that for B'nei Chabur. Maybe they're all a bunch of amaratzim. They all live together in the same block. And each one of them is a big amaratzim in the next. So we can't say that any of them has reason. Rashi says about the Kahanim, it's very interesting. He says that there's reason. And they're also Chachamim, and it's not a problem. They know everything, and then all the Mefarshim say, yeah, but by Yuma, we said that the Kohen Gadol was such an Am Haaretz that even on that they would read it, they couldn't even, they had to keep him up on the right. The Kohen Gadol has to be up the whole night on Yom Kippur, and they couldn't tell him any Torah because he was such an Am Haaretz. They would tell him stories from Daniel and stories from David HaMelech. That would keep him up. They couldn't learn with him. He was an Am Haaretz. So as Rashi over here said, oh, Chachamim. So first of all, that was a bought job. But those Kohanim, not the same Kohanim. But if the guy is a conscientious Kohen, he's a Ben Torah, and he's concerned about his job, he's a Zariz. But Echabura, who's to say? So that's why Abai didn't want to give that answer. Okay. Answer number 4. Rava says another answer to explain the steer between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Pesachim. Rava says, Rabbi Eliezer he. Really, the whole thing is Rabbi Eliezer. The Amma who said, Machshire mitzvah dochen es ha-Shabbos. That Machshire mitzvah can be doche Shabbos. So if it can be doche Shabbos, So it can be doche Shabbos, but umod Rabbi Eliezer the kama the efshel shnuyei mashninan. As much as you can delay it, as much as you can push it off, rather push it off. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. who says Chochin Yerbelis B'Mikdash. What is he allowed to? And the Mishnah over there, and Rashi explains, we're both talking about cases of Yad. The Mishnah over there, Rashi says, is someone a different Shita. It's in a different Tana. And our Mishnah over here is talking about Rebbe Eliezer. And why are you doing it B'Yad if you could do a Kli? Because you hold that if you can avoid the Doraita, so avoid it. So since you can just as easily do it with your hand, then you do it with your hand. And that's the mission over here. That's why when it says Avol V'imbekli, Kan V'kan Othur, is talking about a situation where you can do it B'Yad. If you can do it B'Yad, do it B'Yad. The mission over there says that they didn't let, that's someone else. And that answers the Stira. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Right.
So
there is no steerer. Right, exactly. Someone else, exactly. And our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. We never wanted to say that. Right. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that? How do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you can avoid doing the Doraisa, then avoid it? Till now we've been saying, like by the harp, you don't have to avoid it. Go do whatever you want. Go craft a knife on Shabbos. Could have done that Friday, right? So till now we've been saying he didn't mind. The rabbi says no, he does mind. If you can find another way to do it, better find another way to do it. How do you know? Maihi, how do you know? The Tanya, because it says Kohen she'olsalo yabelis. If a Kohen gets himself a wart, he himself now is a mum. So chaveiro chot chelo b'shinav. His friend should bite it off with his teeth, right? So the Brisa says. Bishin of in biklilo, only with his teeth and not with the kli. Chaveru in ihulo, only the friend and not him himself. So Mani, who said that? Ile marabbanon, if it was the rabbanon, and the rabbanon hold that ubamikdash, and this is taking place on the base mikdash grounds because the guy's a mum otherwise. So kivan the omri rabbanon ba'alma mishum shavos. There's a parallel machlokas in Shabbos. Whether or not biting off a wound like this is a Doraisa or a Darabanan. Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold it's even a Doraisa. So, but a Darabanan holds a Darabanan. Right? Because it's an unusual way to get something off your body.
But the more fundamental question is, you're going to draw blood.
What?
You're going to draw blood.
No, we're assuming there is no blood.
So it's a dry wart.
It's a dry wart, or blood's not going to be drawn.
Dry wart, there is no problem.
So no, they can hold it. It's still a problem. Darabanan. They can still hold that. So what's going on here? So he says, who's the author of that statement? If it's Darabanan, the ba'alma mishum shavus, they always say it's because of a shavus. So hacha, so over here, mali hu mali chavero. If the whole thing is a Darabanan, why can't you do it yourself? Why does your friend have to do it? Right? Ela la, it must be Rabbi Eliezer. The Amr who said, Ba'alma chayev chatas. Normally, that kind of behavior, if you do it to yourself, you're going to be chayev chatas. Why? Because he holds it's just as normal as using a kli. You bite off with your mouth, you bite your fingernails, that's just as normal as using a nail clipper. So you're going to be chayev. Vahacha, but over here, af agaf de mechshire mitzvah dochen es ha-shabbos, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir mitzvah, all the preparations are docha Shabbos. Kama de'efshel shnei mashninan. As much as you can do it in a different way, do it in a different way. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, get your friend to do it. That proves Rav's point. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily true. Lo'olam rabbanon. Maybe this whole Mishnah, this whole Brisa, is the opinion of the rabbanon. And what was our problem with the rabbanon? Then why can't you do it yourself? Why do you have to have someone else do it? So the Gemara says, yeah, the im also be crazy of hachanami. Yeah, if the womb was on your belly, I would say, yeah, you're right, get it off yourself. But hacha, but over hacha ma'eskin, it can go also on the shicha, begabo. Where's the wart? On your back. Can't get that off by yourself. You have to. So the reason why you're having a friend is not halacha reason, it's a practical reason. You have no choice. Ub atzili yadav. Or it's on the back of your hand. The ihu lo mati shakala. You can't do it. So one second. So v'i rabbanon, if that whole discussion is the rabbanon, nishkele nehile biyad. Why didn't the Brisa say, do it with your hands? Why did he go out of his way to say, do it with your teeth? Which is far more unusual than using your hands. And not only that, if he would have said your feet, your hands, who would have had the tifshot to Rabbi Elazar, who would have been able to prove the statement of Rabbi Elazar, because he said, the Amar who said, the Amar Belazar, machlokas biyad. The whole machlokas between these two shitas, between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, is biyad. Avol bekli divya kol chayiv, but everyone holds you can't use a kli. Now that the Brisa went out of its way and used a funny lushen of teeth, we don't know what to say about hands. Maybe hands is similar to kalim. So why did, if we're saying that they're a banon, why didn't they just say much simpler? They don't make a distinction between hands and teeth. They hold the whole thing's they're a banon. Only Rabbi Eliezer held a distinction. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, what kind of comparison is that?" Emar Pishlom Rabbi Eliezer. It makes sense to say that it's Rabbi Eliezer. Hainu de gazer yad atu kli. He made a gzeira. Don't use a yad. Atu was scared. If you use your hands, you're going to come to use your kli. That's why he went out of his way and used a funny expression of teeth. That's so unusual. That's not going to lead to any daraisus. Ela iarat rabbanon he. But if it's the rabbanon, so nishkale nile biyad. So why didn't the Brisa say use your hands? When according to him, there's no difference, and that would have answered other questions, and it's so much more pashut. Therefore, fasulo midi, nothing more to say. Rava says, I'm right. Rabbi Eliezer, the whole discussion is Rabbi Eliezer. Our mission is Rabbi Eliezer, and the question is, if you can avoid the daraisa, then try to avoid it. Okay, we can start the Mishnah. We'll take 2 minutes. Korech shalaka be'etzbo. If a kohen got a wound on his finger, so korech olagemi be'mikdash, he's allowed to put a string around it on the base in the base hamikdash to try to heal the wound a little bit. And either the problem of samamanim, it was waved from the base hamikdash. Avalo be'medina, but you can't do that in the medina. Because you can't do that anywhere else, because taking medicine is usher, same thing as taking medicine. In lahoti dam, but if you're doing it to draw blood, then kan v'kan usher. It's going to be usher everywhere, because that's already a darais, the rashi says chovel, drawing blood. So the Gemara says, Amar v'yuhud debrei d'vchia, lo shar elagemi. That's only true by a little reed. We're going to do band-aids tomorrow. Aval tzilful katan, but if it's an actual little belt, which is considered much more chashuv, then have a yitur begadim. It's an extra beket. Korin's only allowed to wear 4 begadim. You put on another belt, an extra beket. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Amar Yitzur Begadim, Ela B'Makom Begadim. No, the only time they said it's Yitzur Begadim is in a place where you're already wearing a beket. So on your body, but if it's in an unusual place where you're not, like on your hand, you're not wearing a beket on your hand. Then Avos Shlo B'Makom Begadim, Lo Have Yitzur Begadim. But if it wouldn't be on your, on a spot where you're wearing begadim, like your hand, that is not a problem of Yitzur Begadim, of wearing extra begadim. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if a tepele mishum chatzitza, but still a chatzitza. We said yesterday, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, no, but small. The wound is on your left hand. Lefties are not allowed to do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. They're considered a balmum. Only righties. So it's on your left hand. So that's not a chatzitza, because you can't get the avodah with left hand anyway. Inami or beam is on your right hand, but shalom makam avoda. The wound is in a place where it's not makam avoda. So it's not considered a chatzitza. Upligi di ravot. Amar rav, amar chista, b'makom begadim. If it's a place of begadim, if the wound or anything, then afilu nima achas chotzetzes. Then even one hair is a chatzitza between you and the begadim. But shalom makom begadim. But if it's not the makom begadim, then shalosh al shalosh chotzetzes, a 3x3 cloth will be considered a chatzitza. That's already considered so chashuv. Pachos mishalosh al shalosh ein a chotzetzes. That's not going to be a chatzitza. And then the Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Yochanan, Vadai Peligi. Rava certainly argues on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't make any distinction about big and small. That's certainly machlokas. Ad Rabbi Yehuda, Berei Rav Chia, Mi name of Peligi. Does he argue even on him, who said about the Tziltzel Katan? So the Gemara says, Shiny Tziltzel Katan, De Chashiv. Tziltzel Katan might be different, a belt, because it's Chashiv. Even Rava might agree that a Tziltzel Katan would be usher, even if it's not 3x3, because it's considered Chashiv. And we'll continue tomorrow. Today's shiur was learned the Ilan Ishmas. We had somebody.
I have somebody.
Stu, yeah. Rob, wow.
They have somebody or not?
For the week?
Yeah, today.